A senior policy advisor at the presidency, Dr. Sule Gariba, says government is committed to acting on reports from institutions and issuing requests for management responses from the institutions that have been cited in the report. He said in order to transform the country, there's the need for all institutions to take monitoring and evaluation seriously to improve service delivery. Dr. Gariba said this at the launch of the National Monitoring and Evaluation Manual compiled by the National Development Planning Commission in Accra. Rukiyatu Musa and Abigail Gbemu have more.
The National Development Planning Commission, NDPC, over the years has worked hard in collaboration with its partners to establish a credible and a comprehensive national monitoring and evaluation system. The World Bank, under the International Development Association, IDA grant, provided the initial financial support for the manual in 2007. In June 2012, the Japanese government, through Japan International Cooperation Agency, provided support to NDPC to review and finalize the draft on the National Monitoring and Evaluation Manual. The manual will help in monitoring and evaluating capacity building for policymakers in all levels of governance. A senior policy advisor at the presidency, Dr. Suleiman Gariba, said the manual is a vital instrument that will aid in three significant dimensions.
The demand for evaluation has generally been one done by donors who provide development assistance to us. We have rarely had the opportunity as a country to demand that evidence by ourselves and for ourselves. Then there is a supply that allows those who are in the professional realm to construct the parameters of evidence, collect it, analyze it, and independently make evaluative judgments about the merits and demerits of the evidence that they are holding in their hands. And then the third dimension is the use or the utilization of this evidence to actually make or reform policy.
A Deputy Minister of Finance, Kweku Rikitshagen, said monitoring and evaluation provide a framework for the pursuit of policy, programs and projects effectiveness. He highlighted some of the challenges of monitoring and evaluation.
While it is fairly simple to measure what goes into a project or a program, such as funds and staff time, it can be difficult to determine exactly what impact a project or a program has had on the social and economic well-being of our people. Another key constraint is the lack of continuous flow of timely, reliable, accurate, and relevant information that will be used to hold institutions accountable for the resources they use.
The country director for World Bank, Yusufa Crooks, said monitoring and evaluation is paramount in the quest to improve service delivery.
That was a report by Rukiyatu Musa and Abigail Gbemu.